Well, Mike Cox has officially dropped out of the running for the governor on the Republican side here in the state of Michigan. So now a two-man race between John James and Perry Johnson. Mm-hmm. What led to this decision ultimately for the former attorney general here in the state of Michigan, Mike Cox, who joins us on the other end of our line this morning? Mike, good morning. It's good to have you.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing today?
We're good. What ultimately did you see behind the scenes that you felt now was the time to suspend your campaign?
Well, it was sadly, it was a matter of math. When I had tied John James internally and external polls the week of the June 15th and felt great. And then Donald Trump came along on Monday, June 22nd, and endorsed John. And that just changed the world, right? It changed the primary. We did a poll about the 1st and 2nd of July. Perry and I were 15 back from John. We hit him with a lot of stuff, had a debate, did a poll last Wednesday, Thursday, and the numbers hadn't moved at all. Yeah. And in a three-way race, John was close to 40, and that's a win. And there wasn't enough undecided to make that up. And, I've spent a lot of money, a lot of time. I've been at this 19 months. I've spent close to $5 million. But I had to recognize the enduring power of President Trump on primary voters here in Michigan.
You served as Michigan Attorney General, Mike, long before Donald Trump entered politics. Has the definition of what it takes to win a Republican primary fundamentally changed?
Lloyd, I don't know. I just think that in this time, in this place, President Trump has an incredible connection with Republican primary voters. And, I don't want to take away bigger statements than that. I mean, that's a lesson for me. I always knew it was a possibility. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, there's a one vote margin in the House. So it's not bad politics for the president to keep happy the one vote margin, meaning John. But I don't think in the future there's not going to be Democrat Donald Trumps, Republican Donald Trumps in the future. So he really is a unicorn. Whatever you think of President Trump, he is a unicorn.
Do you think that the Republicans have the horses in this race to win?
We do. We do. I think John James, I mean, he's the person I endorsed. I think he gives us a stronger edge than Perry Johnson. Perry Johnson's a smart guy. I wouldn't underestimate him, but I feel pretty confident that John will win the primary. And, initially, Jocelyn Benson will be up a number of points. That's the way it happens. Their race has already been decided. It'll take a week or so for Republicans to consolidate around John James. And it's going to be a dogfight to the end. And, look, I beat Gary Peters. John didn't. But he ran a great race against Gary Peters. Came close, lost. He's got experience, and I feel confident that he'll get us across the finish line. I think people are so hungry for change here. More and more people are really kind of starting to understand like how far education has fallen. And ultimately, Jocelyn Benson doesn't have an answer for that. And you go everywhere. I still live in Livonia. I still live in a normal neighborhood. And you go everywhere, people feel stress of their kids not learning, feel the stress of their older kids not getting job opportunities, or brothers or sisters, cousins moving out of state for opportunity. And that's crazy. That's utterly crazy. Think about this. I was up north and someone mentioned this to me. Chris and Lloyd, is like, no one ever talks about having a second home in Indiana. No one ever talks about having a second home or a cottage in Ohio. Why is that? I mean, because we have such a beautiful state. God bless our state, the great two peninsulas. We're on an international border. We have great universities. We have a hard work ethic. The difference is governance. And the difference is we have a different kind of governor and leadership here in Michigan than they do in Indiana, Ohio, even in Democrat states like Kentucky or Tennessee. Those are our competitors, and we keep losing. And I think this year people are going to say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I want to elect a guy like John James. I want to have a Republican House, a Republican Senate.
Yeah, you know, Mike, politics has a way of bringing people back, you know. And does this decision that you made close the chapter on Mike Cox as a candidate, or could voters see your name on the ballot again someday?
I have no idea, Lloyd. You know, I'm just trying to be a team player. I'm a Republican. That last time I ran for governor, I lost. I had, you know, and I've talked about it on the trail, I had a severely autistic granddaughter and living in Mississippi. And I had young kids at home, and I had to work my behind off to try and make it in business. And unfortunately, I did. And so I want to hang out a little bit more. I want to help young Republicans, young conservatives, and really anyone who wants to serve. And I just want to be a good team member.
I know it's disappointing for you, for your staff, for your campaign, all the people that were knocking on doors, going around and stumping for you. So I appreciate the fact that you come on this morning and talk about it. But if I may be a bit greedy here, you've now, I hope, crossed the line into a political commentator now, because we'd love to have you on to get your thoughts on a number of issues. I do want to just gauge your opinion on what's happening in the U.S. Senate race here in the state of Michigan. Obviously, Mike Rogers seems to be the Republican representative, but on the Democrat side, things are an absolute mess over there. Have you been watching that, or have you just been focused on your race?
I have. You know, Abdul's a very charismatic and gifted politician, but Haley's disciplined. I thought she was much stronger in the debates than I thought she would have. So I think it's going to go down the wire. The polls have Haley Stevens ahead, as you all know. But you can't underestimate passion and intensity in a primary, especially. So it's really going to be a matter of turnout for both Haley Stevens and Abdul El-Sayed.
All right.
It's really that simple.
Well, keep your phone close, because we'll be talking with you yes. a lot going forward. Mike Cox, we appreciate you. Congratulations. And I know it's bittersweet, but we'll talk again very soon.
All right. Take care, fellas.
Yeah, okay, you got it.
See you, Mike.
That's Mike Cox here on JR Morning. Coming up on the other side, the Highland Park Promise Scholarship. We're talking about it. It's JR Morning.